I accept the Shikshu Guru.
Some
of my God brothers that I accept, like Shikshu Guru, they told me that I should begin to accept disciples. So in the order of my God brothers, I began. That is why I began, because my God brothers were leaving too. But since that time, my life has really practically gone out of my control. And it's actually a fact, when you take responsibility for people's lives, you become effective. And I see a person like, Srila Hari Krishna Maharaj, or Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami, and they're paying the price.
And it doesn't.
And it's like, I feel like I'm paying the price also. So some of my disciples are very, they're very good and they're very serious because they have a good service attitude. And I appreciate that. But I've seen others who are not doing well at all. And the guru pays the price. So I'm thinking to be more careful about initiation. Because there's many, many people out there who won't be initiated by me. I initiated people on recommendation of temple presidents. Because I'm a traveling preacher. I don't sit in one place. I don't know the person's mind inside and out. I don't see the person's face 365 days a year. When I come, everyone has their best smile on. When I come, everyone has their best smile on. Because they want to look, you know, good in front of Guru Maharaj. I had people recommended for initiation, I initiated them. And within 2 weeks they went back to mine. So what does this make me think? That Krishna consciousness is a new thing. But people don't actually understand what is guru. And what is initiation. So they want to accept guru like a fashion. They want a new name because everyone else is getting a new name. But when the mind and senses begin to push, they serve it. And the mind is such a rascal and the senses are so terrible that they're going to push. But spiritual life means that instead of surrendering to their influence, you control. Right in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says it is not unnatural to be agitated by sex. Because for so long time we've been conditioned souls. He says, but the position of the devotees is he controls. And this is the actual position of renunciation. So I've become a little discouraged in the behavior of some people that I've given initiation to. They break very good principles. And when I give them some instruction, they just said, sorry, I can't do it. Prabhupada says a purport in the Bhagavatam. He speaks, is Brahma
Brahma is giving benediction to someone. I think Brahma is giving some blessing to, maybe it's Kardamuni. No. Some Muni, Brahma is giving blessings to. And Brahma is saying, you always followed all of my instructions properly. Therefore, I willfully give you blessings and give you what you want. So Prabhupada in the purport, he says that if the spiritual master requests something from the disciple should say, yes, sir, and he should execute.
Yeah.
You know that purport?
Yes, of course.
And Prabhupada says, and if the disciple says, no, sir, then the disciple has fallen. And so it's like I've given initiation to people and they're fallen, and I give them instructions how to correct themselves, and instead of saying yes sir, they say no, I can't do it, I won't do it. So what it reminds me of something material. When I was a boy, there were seven boys in my family. And my senior brother is about 13 years older than I am. So when I was just a 5-year-old boy, he was already a teenager. He was the first teenager in the family. And so when he wanted motorcycle, he took motorcycle. And did all the nonsense. And then when he wanted to take car, he took car. And did all nonsense. So then by the time I became teenager, when I wanted motorcycle, when I wanted car, when I wanted all these different things, and yet, you can't have. So I would say that the behavior of some people is making opportunities for other people become more strict. So that's the way I feel. That's why I'm not going to have any initiation ceremony. It's like there's a few people that I know who are very solid devotees. Maybe later in the year sometime I can do initiation. But now I'm acting in the position of guru. And I know how I become effective.
Я понимаю, как я стал.
Как на меня это все влияет? Поведение ученика.
Правильно? Yes. I'm very stout and strong. And I have constitution like elephant. But I know after I gave initiation ceremony one time, my whole physical condition just dropped. You know, and about one And then when I got to Central Asia, I met with one of my initiated disciples, and he told me all the, you know, bad activities he'd been engaging in. It's like it's gone from the realm of theory to the realm of practice. It's gone from theory to practical experience. And I just can't understand. It's like I've been a devotee for 25 years, and I've always served. So I would expect that all of my disciples serve faithfully also. And if somebody does have an accident somewhere along the line, you should at least be humble and accept instruction. Not just tell the guru, sorry, I can't do it. And that's what it means that people don't understand guru disciple relationship. It's a fashion to have a guru. We depend on the recommendation of the temple authorities. This is why, you know, I'm thinking I want to know the people more before I initiate them. Like even I don't like to travel so many places. Yeah, I try not to go to new places now. You know, more or less my circuit is Central Asia, Novosibirsk, and I have to go to Samara now. I thought I made a mistake, I went to Samara, now I'm trapped. Then Petersburg and Moscow and Riga and Caucasus region. And even I don't go to Moscow so much, isn't it?
A mistake to go to Samara.
It was a mistake to go to Samara, I got trapped. I went to Samara last winter, and I got trapped.
Trapped means
I've got 17 aspiring disciples there now.
Попал в западню, какой-то, там 17 учеников. Поймай меня.
I mentioned when I came over here this time, I told Gopi Janabala, I said, I'm having to borrow money to get to Russia this time. And every place I went, people took care of me. You know, I had one man, I'd met one time before,
brother and sister, которого ты сел сын, однажды.
Real simple man.
Очень простой человек.
You know, he asked me, the other day he asked me in Samara, may I check your pranam mantra?
И однажды Махасамага спросил меня, могу я повторить мой пранам мантра?
I said, not for another 6 months.
Ты сказал мне, еще 6 месяцев.
And he's a man who's about 40 years old. Like labor type person. And then he reached and he said, I read something on Calm that you had a hard time paying for your plane ticket to come to Russia.
Он прочитал письмо, ему попало в руки это письмо, где было написано, что Махараджу нужны деньги.
And he reached in his bag and gave 4 million rubles. I had absolutely no idea the man was
going to give me money.
So Krishna's helping me. You know, I give classes and, you know, and people appreciate and people give me donations.
Yeah, I give classes. I mean,
I have to pay for the air tickets one way or another. My air ticket that I took this time, now on this trip, I'll be coming to Russia twice.
Which
is now in Vyasapucha time. So, in my special ticket, I have one stop in Russia. I had to buy another ticket to Russia that cost me practically $750 in money.
Вместо старого билета, который как бы очень красивый, нужно было купить другой билет, который был $750.
Maybe even more.
Может быть даже больше.
But Krishna is Krishna's always helping me.
Just